This is the Grunt Free Press Podcast, episode 27. I'm your host, Absolute Deicide. Lead writer, lead... Alright, I'm just the only one over here at GruntFreePress.com. You should go over there and check out the site, GruntFreePress.com. There's lots of reviews over there. Get this podcast if you get it anywhere else. And yeah, check it out. It's a site where I write some stuff and I put it up and do other shit, so, yeah. Yeah, just get right into it. Start off with the most important news of the week, I think. My cat. Said last week that my cat was, got in a fight. He got pretty fucked up. And, yeah, they had to shave him down and do some surgery on him. Pull out, now we gotta keep bringing him in. They keep pulling out, finding abscess and fucking draining them and fucking pulling out other claw, like cat claws and shit out of them. So, yeah, it's an ongoing thing. He looks pretty fucked up now as he got just a bunch of bald spots all over him. So, yeah, he's doing okay, though. He can't go out. He's still pissed. It's his fucking first snow of the year we just had, and he's just fucking pissed. He loves the snow. He can't go outside. So, yeah. Keep finding feathers all over the yard too, like there's something out there, fucking some kind of monster, fucking local, fucking something or other, fucking murder and shit, outside my house, so I'm pretty sure that's what fucked him up. It's still out there murdering other shit in my yard, so I don't know. But yeah, wish him the best. Hope he gets better. Hope is fucking put positive thoughts and prayers. Just pray for my cat, is what I'm saying. Alright, yeah, I also do video games sometimes. Usually it's just cat talk for the first hour, but, I cut it short and go into games. Went through, two pretty, big games, I'd say. Bigger games that I'm gonna review anyway. I reviewed one of them. I'll probably review the second one shortly, but, yeah, Oxenfree. It's not really a big game, but it's a game. It's an indie game. Came out on PC and Xbox One this week. I didn't know that much about it. It just came out of nowhere. Like the past couple weeks, I've just been hearing random rumblings about fucking awesome indie games coming out. It's really good. It's a fucking horror game, like 2D horror game, indie game, and oh, it's so good. And of course, you hear the shit about it's a horror game. Is best not to go in knowing anything about it. The less you know, the better your experience is gonna be, or whatever. So I've heard that before, and of course, most of the people have hearing about the game, kind of notorious for being fucking overhyping fucking indie fags. So didn't know. Well, I was kind of wishy-washy about it, and then I heard from other people I kind of respect, like, oh yeah, it's pretty good, we should fucking, it's already my front runner for game of the year and whatever. Just go in fresh, you'll have a fucking good time. It's a good horror game, good fucking indie game, like whatever. So I bit Just hoping it wasn't going to be like another like gone home issue where it's like, oh, you fucking go in, oh, he's fucking hoping for like some twist or some kind of horror shit, and it's just fucking like, oh, the twist is some fucking boring teenage drama fucking bullshit. And Oxenfree kind of turned out to be like that. I mean, I'll say right now, it's not as bad as like Gone Home is fucking awful, but not that bad. But they stick with like the, there's actual like horror shit going on, like ghosts and shit and like whatever, and some pretty cool effects going on. You fucking run into the supernatural shit, and they stick with it like the whole game. So not like Gone Home where it's like whatever, dude. I keep fucking talking about that game's terrible, but yeah, Oxenfree. They fucking it's still a corny fucking coming of age story. It's meant for fucking teenagers and shit, but I didn't know that when I bought it, but it should be some kind of a warning. I mean, there's gonna be something. I mean, they fucking at this point, they get into, at least, you know, people say, oh, it's like a walking simulator or whatever. I mean, that can be good or bad. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, fucking use it, like, negatively or positively to, like, describe something. Like, oh, it's a walking simulator. Which, I mean, I remember, like, fucking playing the first one there that I played or heard of was fucking, like, Dear Esther. And, you know, that's not a bad game, is that right? It is what it is. I mean, it's just fucking walk and you get told the story. And the story's kind of interesting. And fucking, you know what I mean? The fucking environments are kind of cool. And then, like, fucking whatever. And here, you know, it could be, like, negative, too. Like, you literally just do nothing. Just fucking, but whatever. I mean, so you get that down pat. There's got to be some kind of, like, rating or, like, fucking some kind of catchphrase where it's like, dude, this is a game for, like, you know, meant for, like, fucking, like, age, like, 12 to, like, 15. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's the fucking age range. And if you're not in that age range, like, you're not going to like it because pretty much, like, Oxenfree. That's what it is. I mean, fucking, I can't, you know, I'm fucking 30 something years old. I can't fucking, you know what I mean? I can't fucking separate myself from that, from the game. But, I didn't like it. Yeah. I mean, I thought the fucking story sucked. I mean, there's, you get like half a dozen kids on an island and right off the bat, I mean, they're all talking like fucking, they're like 30 years old or more specifically like a fucking 30 year old fucking hipster wrote all their dialogue for the kids. I mean, I'm pretty almost positive that's what happened, but I mean, it's like the Diablo fucking Cody Juno fucking syndrome, you know? It's fucking ridiculous, dude. Like, right off the bat, the fucking talking about, like, I don't know, talking like the fucking college, not even college, like fucking college fucking seniors or some shit, and then fucking, like, I don't know, it's just dumb. Badly written. I just think it's fucking this lazy shit. I mean, you're not even, it's almost like, yeah, it's so fucking to soften the blow a little bit. I mean, it's fucking almost like, it's almost a problem I have with like Tarantino movies too. Like, all the characters are like, if you watch like Pulp Fiction or whatever, I mean, I fucking love that movie, whatever. I'm not fucking shit talking Tarantino. He's getting better at it too. I mean, later on, but I mean, like Reservoir Dogs and like Pulp Fiction, like all the characters sound like they were written by fucking Quentin Tarantino, you know what I mean? Like, they all have, like, the same, like, fucking, style and shit, and it's like, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, they're not really written, like, characters, but, yeah, I just think that's kind of lazy, but whatever. Yeah, I wouldn't compare this to a Tarantino movie. Yeah, it's more Diablo Cody, I'll stick with that. But yeah, so fucking, you know, you start off as just fucking, you go on an island, and you're, you know, bunch of fucking 13-year-old kids. They're fucking drinking, like, whatever. Fucking one kid's a fucking stoner. He's eating, like, pot brownies. They're all pretty, like, stereotypical, like, characters. Like, main character's got fucking blue hair, so you know she's fucking whatever. Some emo fucking punk kid who fucking, you know, she had some, must have had some trauma, and sure enough, like, her fucking brother died or some shit. And then, like, fucking, you know, there's, like, fucking, yeah, the stoner kid, there's some fucking geek, there's, like, fucking bitch cheerleader or some shit, like, prom, like, homecoming queen, like, whatever, dude, they're all just fucking stereotypes. Yeah, so if you fucking just go around the island, you're fucking solving these real simple puzzles, you get a radio, and you gotta tune in the radio to a certain frequency, and there's fucking, like, you know, if you do it a couple times, that's kinda cool, like, you know, you gotta fucking find the frequency, there's, like, parts on the island where, like, you'll tune in the frequency, and you'll hear, like, the history of the island, I'm like, ah, that's kinda cool, like, whatever, I don't know if it's, like, a real island or what, but that was cool, like, doing that shit, and you find, like, fucking, like, anomaly rocks and shit, and, like, certain, like, lights, and you gotta do them, and then tune into a certain frequency, and, like, these fucking triangles will appear in the sky for, like, whatever reason. It gets kind of, like, weird, and, like, whatever, man. Then fucking, it's all, like, a lot of the puzzles just going down. That's pretty much, like, the bulk of the fucking gameplay puzzles, anyway. Just fucking using that radio to tune to the right station. Not hard. I mean, it's all pretty simple. Yeah, I mean, but, yeah, so there's, like, that ghost story. Then it seems like, you know, the main fucking focus is, like, the relationships between the characters. Like, fucking, you know what I mean? But it's just, like, it's like a coming-of-age story, and not a very good one. I mean, the fucking, Yeah, it's feel. I mean, everything feels completely separate. It's like that ghost story, and then like fucking, you know what I mean? The fucking going through this shit. I mean, the kids will get like possessed, and you got to use your radio to fucking like help them or whatever. But they don't like nobody really reacts to any of that shit. Like everything just feels like separate. Like nothing fucking like gels at all. It's just like, oh, my friend. I just saw my fucking friend fucking jump off a roof and get possessed. Then it's like, oh yeah, well fucking Lucy likes fucking Brian, like fucking just back to like mundane fucking garbage, dude, and it's fucking really dumb. And give you dialogue options, almost like a complete fucking rip off of like a Telltale game. I get three choices you get to pick from. And they try to do it a little bit different. Like it'll pop up with three balloon bubbles, the choices in them, and it's, you know, on like a 360 controller, it's like X, Y, or B, or whatever. It was just like a Telltale game, you know. But kids will be talking to you, and you get the fucking choice. You got to do them like real fast though, like they fade away, and like before like the other person's even done fucking talking. So you'll pick a choice, and a lot of the times it's supposed to like cut them off. You know, I can see what they were going for. It's supposed to be more like more natural dialogue. So you're like, cutting somebody off as they're talking to say what you want to say. But it doesn't work. I mean, it's pretty. It's almost like broken. Like it almost sounds like a fucking CD skipping. Someone will be in the middle of what they're saying, and just fucking as soon as you hit like whatever, they just completely cut off, and then they're fucking saying it's just like sound clips, battling sound clips, you know. It's fucking pretty broken. It's fucking, you know, that's like the main thing, you know, is they're supposed to be like telling the story, just at fucking cutting off each other, and just I wrote the review, and this way, as one instance, it's like I was walking up, and there's like fucking two characters off screen. They're in a fucking wherever, like some tower, and they're projecting over a loudspeaker. They're talking to you, telling you what to do. You walk around, then, you know, it's you and another character walking around, and they're having their fucking conversations. Everything's just fucking all over each other, and just fucking like you're talking over each other, and fucking like, you know, cutting each other off, and fucking. I found some spot with a radio, so I'm tuned to a fucking radio station, and there's all this shit going on. I'm just like, dude, this is just a fucking mess. Like, you know what I mean? It just doesn't work at all. So I mean, the exploration, the puzzle solving's fucking super easy. It's just fucking, you know, it's just small island. It's just all pathways. You're walking up and down and fucking like whatever, and you'll find like collectibles. There'll be like piles of rocks you get to find for. It's just like bonus shit or like. Once you figure out what's going on, fucking, you go to, like, some lady's mansion, and fucking, like, you just end up finding, like, her note scattered around the island. It's just fucking whatever, dude. That's just, like, standard, like, glowing balls you gotta find, you know what I mean? You'll fucking find it, and it gives you, like, a fucking page of, like, whatever, like, exposition, and it's just, like, telling you about the island, like, and there's these piles of rocks you gotta find and fucking tune the radio to a certain station, and it's kind of a pain in the ass just because the rocks are so small and the camera's zoomed out and the camera kind of sucks too. You'll be fucking walking if you walk like too fast or like something's like this trying to whatever, just fucking you like end up old school like NES, like outrunning the camera, or it's just fucking, you know what I mean, like fucking you're trying to move and the camera like can't keep up with you, and it's just fucking like you move slow as shit too. There's really no excuse for that. It's easy. It's pretty, you know, not much to it. Like, no, it's not really any challenge to it. I mean, beat it in about 4 hours. You know, the hardest part is figuring out where you're going, like trying to figure out the map. It's just fucking the way I like the art style, but it's just almost like it's the problem of like scale. Like, you don't know what's front, what, you know what I mean? Like, fucking foreground, background, everything's just kind of like fucking, I don't know, just looks like fucking, I mean, it's a cool style, but it looks good, but. Like, as far as, like, playability-wise, it's like, I don't know which pass I can go on. Like, it's not really, like, clear. And then, same, you gotta use the map, you know, you'll pull up a map, and it's the same problem. I mean, there's still, like, fucking just the map's all, like, super deformed. And it's fucking, like, you know, it'll be, like, an area you're trying to get to, like, fucking surrounded by nothing. And it shows you, like, these they'll show arrows on the map of like pathways you're supposed to be able to take, and it's like you didn't fucking switch back. It's like I don't know where the fuck these pathways are. Like that was kind of a problem, but yeah, it's not a good game. I fucking wouldn't recommend it. It's just nothing. There's nothing to it. Like I said, maybe if you're in that fucking 12 to 15 fucking year old range, like maybe, but you might like it. But yeah. I didn't like it. Let's fucking put it that way. If it fucking again, dude. If everything gelled better, like if like the story, like if there was an ongoing story with like, you know, the fucking as the ghosts and shit and like the fucking the supernatural shit get like darker. If like you know if the characters were like reacting to that and like fucking you know by the end of the night they had fucking like changed and been you know what I mean. Like if that changed them or like whatever, but. There's fucking, like, no character, you know, as far as the story goes, it's, like, no character development at all, like, the fucking supernatural shit kind of gets undercut by, like, fucking, you know, the pacing's all fucking shitty, because it just stops, like, you know what I mean, they'll be like, fucking, ah, oh, some fucked up shit just happened, oh, let's go take a fucking selfie, let's talk, it was just fucking, everything just fucking, nothing works with each other very well, and, like, none of the parts are, you know what I mean, are really that interesting, it's all, like, kind of boring, it's, I don't know, yeah, it did nothing for me, I'll put it that way, fucking at the end, I was just like, ugh, yeah, I ran into a couple bugs, too, and, like, one, I had to fucking reload a save for, like, 10 minutes, redo like 10 minutes of what I was doing. Just like, man, this is, I don't want to do this again. Like this is fucking, this not doing anything for me. Yeah. So I get a no on that. A fucking negative, a fucking fuck you. Gets a fuck you per the usual Grunt Free Press, reviewing, system method, whatever. Yeah. So I put the review on the site, tried to put the review on Steam. I ended up doing it eventually, but I usually do it for, you know, if I'm playing a game from Steam, I'll fucking, you know, do my review on my site, and then I'll fucking just throw it on Steam. Just because, I mean, whatever you want to call it, fucking cross-pollination or, like, whatever. I mean, it's almost like fucking at that point, I almost feel like a fucking, like, consumer type thing, like, you know what I mean, like, fucking, anybody else interested, like, if you're over the age of 15, you fucking search it on Steam, you've heard, you know, I'll be the fucking guinea pig, I just fucking threw my $20 down, you know, tell you not to fucking buy it, because it is what it is, you know, I mean, but, you know, it's not for you, not for me, probably not for you, but, yeah, so I tried putting it up there, and usually I have no problem, it's fucking whatever, just copy my fucking review, throw it in fucking Steam, fucking throw it up, like, fucking, no, you know, works fine, and any language or, like, whatever, dude, usually just self-censor, like, you know what I mean, it'll fucking censor it out, or whatever, censor it, fucking gives you like the little thing is like hearts or some shit, like, you know what I mean, like fucking asterisks or some shit, like fucking any word you're not supposed to use, but I was having a hell of a time, man. I fucking just copy pasted the review and it wouldn't fucking go. It didn't even say like fucking, oh, it's too whatever. I couldn't figure out why it wouldn't post. I'm like, dude, is it too long, is it too, like, you know, like, fuck, it wasn't saying like, oh, we fucking found this like offensive or something, like nothing like that. I just like wouldn't post, like I just hit like post review, it just fucking would, like, do nothing, like, fucking, I couldn't, like, hit the button again, like, nothing, I couldn't figure out what the fuck the problem was, I wasn't, you know, I wasn't happy, it seemed kind of shady, I'm like, dude, couldn't figure out, it's like, dude, like, this is some kind of, like, shit going on, like, is it just fucking, like, you know what I mean, this fucking indie fucking garbage, dude, like, is some kind of, like, paid shit, like, they pay him off, like, they won't let me post a fucking negative review, or a fucking, like, what, like, what the, what, like, what's going on, But, eventually I ended up fucking just cut like two fucking paragraphs out and fucking let me post it. So I don't know, like fucking whatever. I don't know what that was about. Maybe it was just too long. I don't know. But, yeah, it's fucking my most popular review on there on Steam yet. It's fucking a bunch of angry fucking 13-year-olds fucking pissed at me. Like, ah, you fucking blah, blah, blah. Old man, fucking, you know, old man rants and fucking blah blah blah, like fucking, oh, this is how kids talk. I'm like, dude, no, it's not. They don't fucking talk like that. That's fucking ridiculous. I have fucking cousins and shit. You know what I mean? I work with fucking young kids, dude. I fucking work, dude. None of them talk like they're fucking 30. They're usually pretty, you know what I mean? Fucking, they're usually pretty funny. Fucking, you know what I mean? They're fucking entertaining to talk to you for a little bit. And these, you know, all these kids are just like dull, like fucking, I don't know, dull fucking upper middle class fucking kids talking about their fucking problems. Like, it's pretty bad. Yeah. So there you go. It's up there. But, that I also made a couple sales and purchases. Fucking acquired a fucking yeah, whatever. Yeah, so I got the fucking a lot of them are over. I mean, it sucks. I mean, if fucking you know, I get the there's a second Tom Clancy Humble Bundle. I know, I think I talked about it before. The original one, but I never ended up getting it. I just fucking forgot. Like, I'm like, you know, it was one of those deals where it just kept saying, oh, more shit will be added later. So I'm just like, well, I'll wait till later. And then, like, fucking eventually, I'm just like, oh, is there gonna be more? And I just forgot. But they had like an encore one, a little bit different. Is it fucking had the Division as the main like game or whatever. Then it came with the original Rainbow, the original Rainbow Six and Splinter Cell Blacklist and a couple others. I think Vegas 1 and 2, maybe there are a couple other ones. And yeah, and then pre-order for the Division on PC or like whatever, but for it was $75. I was just thinking, I'm like, yeah, I'm probably gonna get the Division anyway. And this fucking like came with this shirt, and that was like the tipping point for me. I was like, dude, I need a shirt. I'm like, fucking, if, you know, if I'm gonna get the Division and I need a shirt, and they're gonna give it to me all in one, $75, dude. Fuck it. I did that. Fucking yeah, fucking the Division's coming out, I think March, I think, and then there's a beta coming in too. So. Looks interesting anyway. I was fucking hearing about that for fucking years at this point. Fucking the Division. It's fucking almost a joke, but at least it's coming out soon. Then there was another Humble Bundle that might still be going on. I don't know. Bunch of full motion video games. Seventh Guest. I think the sequel, The 11th Hour. Fucking some Tex Murphy games. Her Story, which is another one of those fucking games. It's like, fuck, you know what I mean? That, but I can almost tell with that. It's just fucking like, dude, overhyped, like indie game. Or, oh, it's so good and blah, blah, blah. What do? You just sit at a fucking, it's like fucking like fourth wall breaking. You sit at a fucking computer and fucking click shit and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, the whole, like, I was like, fucking the whole pack was like $5. I'm like, yeah, whatever, dude, fuck it. Yeah, I mean, fucking mainly, Seventh Guest and 11th Hour is fucking games, dude. It's fucking, like, I always meant to play it, you know what I mean? There's fucking, like, way, like, backlog from, like, way back. Like, fucking, like, oh, yeah, of course. I don't know if I'll ever have the time to actually play them, but at least I have them now. It was a decent deal, dude. Fucking $5 for fucking shitty games. I mean, I'm not going to say no to that at any point. And there's another just fucking general fucking sale. There's a winter sale or some shit at the Humble store. Which, I mean, fucking big fucking pro tip. I mean, I've used Steam or whatever. Don't just fucking, you know, I mean, don't wait for, like, shit on Steam to go on sale, like, their sales. And a lot of their sales haven't been that good lately. But, dude, if you go to the Humble store, it's all fucking codes for Steam. And even just, like, regular games are fucking, a lot of times, they're just a hell of a lot cheaper over there. I mean, at this point, I mean, to be honest, I'm getting to this. I'm actually way well past the fucking saturation point of, like, I have too many games. Obviously, if I can way too many, then I'm gonna fucking, you know, get a play. But you know, those fucking sales, like, oh, this fucking whatever. Yeah, of course, I'll fucking get these fucking 20 games for like fucking nothing. You know, it's past the point too. Even like going to like the older games is fucking. Well past the point of getting shit that I really wanted or, like, really wanted to play or even, like, fucking, like, had before and, like, oh, now I have it at least, you know what I mean? And past that, and I'm going down the ladder to, like, yeah, you know, I might be able to, might be interested in playing this, you know what I mean? And fucking, well, I'm even past that point now to the point where it's, like, these games are, like, fucking terrible, but they're, like, you know, 50 cents or something, so, yeah, I'm kind of at the fucking, that saturation point, I guess. Also, yeah, I had fucking Remember Me, I got for like $6 or some shit, and that's fucking some Capcom game, I think, from like last generation, which is just fucking, yeah, I fucking had my eye on it for a while, and it's fucking just like, it looked kind of cool, and it's just like, Yeah, I mean, fucking. Plus, they have like, you know, I was talking about I returned that fucking the video card and shit to Amazon, so they gave me like a bunch of credit on my credit card. So it's like I'm sitting live like fucking like I'm like $600 like over my whatever you want to call it under balance, I guess. Like fucking, you know what I mean? They have like $600 like over credit, and it's just like yeah, it's kind of dangerous because it's like you know I have that, so I'm like yeah, whatever, dude. Fucking these fucking garbage games, like who cares? Anyway, I just fucking put a bunch of shit in the fucking my cart, you know what I mean? Like fucking like half a dozen games, it came to like $65. I'm like, yeah, well that'd be like, you know what I mean? It's like the price of a fucking one like new game, so yeah, why wouldn't I, you know? Yeah, I mean not exactly breaking news, but I mean yeah, just in general, just fucking yeah, I'd say just fucking subscribe to the fucking the Humble Bundle. They send you an email. Whenever if shit comes out, you know, a lot of them are pretty trash. They'll be like, oh, a fucking anime bundle, like blah blah blah. You know, fucking cares. But you know, every fucking you know, you'll get fucking some decent shit on there. Even then, like I said, just fucking search the store, the fucking Humble store. There's good shit on there. It's my pro tip for PC games, I guess. I also get a. Just fucking whatever, it's random. Should I bought and didn't play? I guess this is my new segment. Should I bought and didn't play and might not ever. Actually, well, I'm fucking. I mean, I really plan on playing Darkest Dungeon, which so it came out today, or yeah, I think it's brand new today, like actually out. I know it's been like early access forever. I've talked about it before too. People are talking that game up, like, oh, it's game of the year, it's fucking so good, and like it wasn't even like out of early access, you couldn't even beat it, you know what I mean? That's, people are full of shit when fucking you can't like physically can't beat a game, like get to the end of it, but they're still like fucking like, oh no, it's awesome, game of the year. Yeah, you're a joke. Don't fucking do that. Yeah, it's fucking sick of hearing about it a year before it came out, but it is fucking something that looks cool, like something I like. It's just fucking, you know, strategy, fucking. It's almost like, I don't know if it's like strategy so much, it's almost like RPG, like fucking dungeon crawling. Yeah, I mean, fucking, fucking, it's just like a lot of like Lovecraft shit. Like, you fucking, like, your party, like, goes nuts. You're facing these fucking, like, monsters and shit, and, like, Lovecraft monsters. And it sounds pretty fucked up, and, like, you know, permadeath, and fuck, yeah, it sounds cool, like, whatever. So I'll check it out probably after this. I get fucking another game I'm playing, right now, but it's probably short. It's another walking simulator, but I'll talk about that later. I also ended up buying Resident Evil Zero, the remake, which I remember playing back in the day. I didn't particularly like it. If I remember, I actually got pissed at it. They get to like a fucking like a boss. I think I'm pretty sure it was the last boss of the fucking game. The whole game is a lot of like inventory management. You fucking, you know, you have like two characters you can swap to like whenever you want. For the most, I think, as far as I remember, this was fucking years ago. I played on like GameCube, so don't fucking take my word for whatever the fuck I'm saying. But I definitely fucking got stuck at that last boss because I got fucked over because of the fucking inventory system. But yeah, I fucking like went for like for like forever. It was a fucking pretty long game, like whatever. I don't know, fucking probably like 20 hours or some shit. I want to say I remember fucking playing through. I might even have to restart it like halfway through as I fucked myself over before. Then I learned I was fucking trying to be all like, you know, careful about shit, and just like took what I learned and fucking, you know what I mean. So I was going through, and I was fucking like, I mean, it's bad, like the inventory shit, like it's fucking like even worse than fucking, you know, I had a problem with it in like the, you know, Resident Evil 1 and shit, like bad there. But I mean, this is like fucking, you say you have these two characters you can swap between, you know what I mean, swap between their inventories, and like you know shit gets all like, you know, all fucked up. Then like at some, you know, some points you get too much shit, and then you can carry, so you gotta like drop it on the floor. Then like, oh, you can go back and pick it up, but you advance to a certain point in the story, then like that shit's all locked off and you're fucked over. So I just remember that that's what happened to me, and fucking that, and fucking Resident Evil Zero, like originally playing it, and fucking got to the last fucking boss, and Yeah, I had fucking no ammo, no fucking anything. And I'm pretty sure I had like a bunch of like a huge stockpile of fucking, whatever it was, like fucking submachine guns and rocket launchers and this shit, like in a room that I had fucking been like, all right, well, I'm just gonna throw all my shit here, and then like, you know what I mean? I'll carefully fucking go forward, and you know what I mean? Fucking, I know I don't want that shit to happen to me, and then fucking like, I don't know. Some places, the way it was, or like whatever, this my staves get fucked up. Like, you know what I mean? I'm usually good about saving, like certain, leaving shit open, but pretty sure he's the last boss of that game. But just fucking, oh, you just don't have enough ammo. There's like no way he can fucking beat this fucking faggot. And like, I was just stuck, and just like, dude, I just fucking flipped because I'd fucking, you know what I mean? It's fucking like 20, 30 hours in, and I was just like, dude, this is just like fucking shit design. Like, this is really bad, and vowed never to fucking play it again. I'm pretty sure, I don't know if I fucking like bought the game, or if I just like threw it out, or fuck, you know what I mean? I don't know. I used to never fucking like trade games in, but I might have traded that in, or fucking like whatever, just giving it away. I mean, I've done that. I remember fucking the first Assassin's Creed, I get so pissed at, as it was bad. I was just like, dude, I was just like, I can't even, like, I don't even want this, like, fucking in my collection. Just fucking, you know what I mean? Just fucking gave it to somebody. But, yeah, so I vowed never to play it again, but sure enough, I'm fucking just like, $20 in my fucking Xbox account is $20. I'm just like, yeah, sure. So I fucking bought it. So we'll see how that goes. I don't know how quick I'm not fucking foaming at the bit to fucking get to it, but I got that too. And yeah, so that was the segment of stuff I bought and didn't play. I'll be back and talk about some Rebel Galaxy. Back with Grunt Free Press Podcast, episode 27, I think. I already forget, but I'm pretty sure it is 27. Another game I played. Just haven't written a review yet, as I'm kind of too lazy. Combination of too lazy, didn't have time, like whatever. Rebel Galaxy. I talked about it for a little bit. I finally beat it, or beat the main story anyway, and I'll get to that. It was kind of funny how that game like ends and shit, but yeah. So I mean, played enough to the point. I got the fucking the best ship in the game. I got fucking fully upgraded my shields, my armor. It was a fucking space sim, by the way. It's like a one of those like no, space simulators, almost like simulating like you're fucking whatever, smuggling shit and fucking, going fucking station to station, fucking picking up missions. You're I mean, the whole point of the game is just a loop of trying to get, get money so you can get a better ship, and fucking, with that better ship you can do harder missions which give you more money, and it's just like it's a pretty simple loop. I mean, a lot of the games like that have the same fucking loop. Trying to think of like other examples, like Elite Dangerous is a big one. I've played, Jesus, Elite Dangerous is fucking pretty. I like that game too. I mean, even before, I remember on like 360 there was one called Dark Star 1. Same thing. That was more like anime kind of fucking little simpler, but it's just they all have like the same that same loop of just fucking, you know what I mean? I'm pretty sure that Star Citizen game, I don't know too much about it other than it sounds like a fucking ripoff. Almost the same thing. I think there's even more to that too, 'cause you know what I mean? It's fucking whatever. Yeah, so I got the best ship. Straight. All right, so fucking, a lot of the missions you take, you can either like fucking grab like whatever. There'll be like simple missions like, oh, grab a, like they'll load up your fucking cargo hold with like whatever, like so many of fucking some kind of like, something they want fucking transported to like a couple stations out, and they give you it, and you go out, and you're almost always fucking going in combat or fucking, other missions are like, just fucking go here and like blow up this fucking enemy fucking station or like whatever. So you're almost there's a lot of combat in the game. And you can like, this you'll run into asteroid fields and shit you can just like mine and fucking get money and like whatever. And if you're nuts, you could fucking try to play the fucking market, you know what I mean? Play the fucking market and buy fucking cargo and low on one fucking station, like go to like another one and sell it for fucking profit, but whatever. Yeah, fucking wouldn't recommend that. It's a fucking pain in the ass. You fucking pick up shit from fucking, you pick up all sorts of everything from fucking destroying enemy ships, you know what I mean? But so yeah, a lot of combat, and yeah, it's kind of embarrassing. I finally figured out like after like 40 hours of playing, like how the right way to find, to fucking fight, which is dumb, because fucking you have like your I talked about it. You have like fucking your main fucking weapon is like your broadside, so you're trying to, you can only shoot from the sides of your ship, so you're trying to like angle your ship to so the sides facing the enemy, so you can fucking shoot them, and you have like fucking all sorts of other turrets and shit all around the ship, and you can switch to them, and my fucking thing was, I'm like, oh, like fucking, I was using my broadsides to fucking get all like the bigger enemy ships. Then I'm like, well, there's all these little guys, single pilot ships that are doing like a ton of damage, and they fucking drop bombs and shit. So I'm like, oh well, I'll switch to like my lasers or whatever, and fucking like manually fucking aim at them, and like fucking I'll do that, and fuck, oh, I'll try to take out the little guys first. Then and like if you go to like a capital ship or whatever, you can this certain is you can target certain weapons, like, just a fucking, an ion cannon, like, you can fucking manually fucking aim at that and take it out, so you don't gotta worry about the fucking ion cannon anymore, like, fucking whatever. So I'm like, well, that seems like the way, that seems like the way to go. You just fucking do all, like, the little guys first, and it's fucking, if you're not taking as much damage, you can focus and switch the broadsides and take out the bigger ones. But, no, this not the way. This fucking, it's making it way too complicated. It's fucking, it's even easier. I mean, I knew the game, the combat was easy. I was saying it's just like a super simplified fucking one of those fucking space sims, but it's even easier than I was fucking giving it credit for. I mean, just all you really gotta do is just focus on your fucking the broadsides, your main cannon, and fucking like all the other turrets just kind of like auto target whoever's like closest to you. It's fucking way easier. So I ended up fucking just doing that towards the end, just fucking even the little guys, I'd fucking just aiming them with the fucking broadsides, and the fucking broadsides have like hell of a lot longer range than the lasers and shit. And you can set up something on like the X button or whatever, like a secondary. I mean, I had like fucking like Holman missiles for a while, and I figured that even easier, I put fucking flat cannons on fucking the secondaries. You just fucking, it's like real simple, just fucking, using the fucking broadsides to do fuck, you know what I mean? Fucking aim at them, using the broadsides to fucking aim, then you fucking, I just jam X, dude. They never run out with the flak. I'm just fucking jamming X and fucking aiming. It's fucking the easiest way to do it. I mean, I was just embarrassed. Like, fucking, it took me so long. Like, dude, I was fucking making this way too fucking hard on myself. Overall, it's a good game. I mean, it's not like, it's the first one of those. I mean, I fucking beat, you know what I mean? There's a lot of, like, fucking, you know, I like the League Dangerous. As I said, I played it quite a bit. It fucking, like, I know I've played quite a few of them over the fucking years, but it's all I can come to mind. Or I remember fucking, like, Dark Star 1, and I fucking, like, got to, like, a certain point where it was fucking, the enemies were just too hard, and, like, fucking, like, I don't know if I didn't have the right upgrades, I couldn't figure out how to, like, you know, fucking go, and you had to, like, I mean, there is some grinding to it, like, fucking, like, oh, I want to progress, but it's fucking, it's gonna be too hard, so you are kind of grinding for, like, money or, like, whatever. But at least in Rebel Galaxy, it's so, everything, so it seems so, like, small scale, you know what I mean, where it's just, like, it's not a big deal, it's just, like, fucking, like, ah, whatever, you know, do a couple missions, and I get a fucking better fucking laser, or whatever, I do a few missions, I have a fucking better ship, like, it's not a big deal. That's fucking works, it's kind of, that kind of works, like, for and against the fucking game, I guess, because a lot of the reason to play him, I mean, especially, like, you know, Elite Dangerous, just the main of what I like about that game is just, like, everything, you know, you're in fucking space, and it's just, like, you know, there's this huge fucking environment of just, like, nothing, and just, you know what I mean, there's just fucking, like, pretty much nothing, and there's fucking, like, these cool, you know, you stumble on these cool-ass fucking, you know, you want to call them lands, these spacescapes, I guess, like, fucking, like, whatever, just fucking, like, oh, it's, you know, cool fucking sun, and fucking, you know what I mean, it's, like, all this shit, and fucking, oh, it looks awesome, and just fucking, oh, it's so cool, just flying through this shit. So it's just, Rebel Galaxy is so stripped down that a lot of that's kind of taken away, because, you know, again, you're flying on a fucking flat plane, and you just, you know, everything's pretty small and straightforward, and just fucking, you know what I mean, it takes no time at all to get to fucking one place to another. It's not, like, a big deal, like, fucking, again, going back to, like, Elite Dangerous, but, like, you'd run out of fucking fuel in Elite, it's like, oh, now I gotta use my fucking, you know, fuel scoop to fucking go up into, you know what I mean, go up to a fucking a sun and fucking scoop my fucking fuel, because I'm fucking, you know what I mean, otherwise I'm just gonna be stranded out here forever, and hope you don't fucking damn, like, it's none of that, it's just fucking just very, very straightforward, almost, it's just, like, super simple, just, like, arcade. It's like if that's, like, a new thing to use, like, a fucking, well, not really, I mean, there are certain, you know, arcade space games, but I mean, like, it's like an arcadey fucking super simplified version of those. I mean, again, good, it's good and bad, because you're taking that sense of fucking scale away, you know, but it's just good, because you can act, you know what I mean, there's always some kind of goal, or, like, something, or you're not, you know, it's just, everything's just not much of a time sink to progress. There's always that, the main story, like, progressing you forward, the main story isn't fucking great, but, it's something. It's almost like fucking, I said, like, Fallout 4, where it's like fucking, like, yeah, the main story is not really the main reason you play it, but it's just something to fucking keep you going. At least you have, like, an endpoint to look towards, and, like, before that, you have, you know, milestones you can fucking look and, oh, I did this. Like, it's not, you know what I mean? It's not just fucking, like, oh, I have money, and now, you know what I mean? It's fucking more directed anyway. So I beat that, and it's fucking, like, to give you an idea, like, how, like, weak that the story is. I mean, I didn't even fucking have any idea I beat it. It was just fucking just kind of, like, ended, and, like, fucking there were no more missions. I'm like, well, it seemed like the ending seemed like there'd be, like, more to it, but, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, I actually had to, like, back out and check my achievements, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I mean, there's no, like, credits or anything. It just fucking just says, like, oh, yeah, like, you fucking achievement, you beat the main story. So I'm like, oh, I'm like, I guess I beat the main story. Like, otherwise I'd have fucking no idea. Like, you know what I mean? And it's fucking, yeah, it's kind of weak, but, I said, overall it's fine. It's just a fucking, whatever. Fine. Arcade space sim. Main thing, not the main thing, but I mean, just fucking, so the combat's pretty cool. I mean, just fucking, again, just like the visuals, just fucking the visuals are just fucking, you know, the ships look cool, everything looks fucking cool, like, you know, the fucking space itself is pretty cool, cool looking. Again, I said, no, it's not like that grandeur, like the majesty of fucking just like, oh, fucking space, you don't get that, but it just looks fucking looks just everything's just like colorful and just fucking pretty sweet and fucking cool. And you have like, facing these big ships, and there's fucking like hundreds of ships all around you, just fucking lasers going off and fucking people bombing you and fucking, just sending off missiles and shit. I mean, that shit just looks awesome. Then fucking another big thing was the custom soundtrack. I mean, that goes a long fucking way. I mean, just to fucking, again, it's not like you're flying the ship in like fucking deep space forever, but it's just like if you, got somewhere to go, it's fucking cool to fucking have your own music fucking playing. And then the way it's set up too, you fucking you get into combat and like your other you fucking put your combat music and fucking that starts playing, and the soundtrack that's on there is pretty good. I mean, that shit just goes a long way to fucking making something like that. 'Cause it does get to a point where it's almost like feels like a job, like a fucking job simulator. It is pretty much what those games are. Again, it's just fucking like just pretty much like work. You know what I mean? Work and just fucking grinding. But I don't like grinding. But I mean, you have fucking. Yeah, I said that soundtrack just takes the fucking edge off of it, because it's just like, oh, well, whatever, I'm just doing shit. Well, at least I can listen to fucking, like, System of a Down or something while I'm doing it, or fuck, you know what I mean, Johnny Cash, fucking Ghost Riders in the Sky as I fucking go here to there, like, whatever. What have you? I mean, you whatever you want to fucking put in there, that shit's cool. It kind of sucks that that's, like, such a rarity in fucking, the 360 days, even like the original Xbox days, man. That was just about 360 was fucking standard. You could fucking play whatever. I mean, original Xbox, you could fucking, I remember, you just like you set up like a for certain games, you'd set up like a playlist, you know what I mean? Or like, you play like Grand Theft Auto and set your music as like a station, and like, you know what I mean? That goes like a long fucking way. I'm doing shit that's like kind of like repetitive or whatever, but it's just like, well, whatever. I mean, you know what I mean? It's fucking entertaining anyway. And yeah, you can say like, oh, well, why don't you just fucking like play like whatever in another window, open iTunes or fucking do whatever. I mean, yeah, you could, I guess, but it's just, you know what I mean? It's not the same thing. Then what, you fucking reach over and like pause it during like the fucking dialogue or something, or like, I don't know. Dumb, dude. That's not how it works. It's gonna be like integrated in the game, and it's fucking, it's fucking great. It's fucking pretty much like how they did it. I mean, they fucking pretty much opened up like fucking, oh, these are the folders where we fucking, put these types of music, and this is where it's gonna play. And this is cool. I like that a lot. So overall, it's good. I mean, it's not, I said, not didn't blow me away. Like, I was fucking, when I was getting into it, I'm like, dude, this is like the potential to be like really good. Like, if the main story was stronger, it would have been like fucking real good. But kind of disappointed in that front, but overall, it's just, whatever, it's fun, it's just fucking fun to play through. I'd recommend it. It's fine, fucking, you know what I mean? It's technically an indie game, I guess, so it's fucking small team and shit, but fucking, yeah, definitely worth it. I liked it. So I'll rate the review when I, feel like it, I guess, eventually, probably soon. So I finished that, and, then I was having the trouble of, like, well, what do I play now? And, yeah, I was just talking about the issue before, like, I fucking have all these games, and it's like, dude, I know, like, for, I had fucking, like, when I bought them, I'm like, dude, I have to play this. I could fucking, I know, like, I'll play this, like, as soon as I get through whatever I'm playing now, fucking, this will be the next one I play. I have fucking hundreds of those games at this point, and then fucking, like, you sit there and you fucking look at what you have, and it's like, I don't know, like, fucking, I just don't know what to play. After I was done with Rebel Galaxy, I'm fucking, I'm looking for a bigger game to fucking, be, like, my main go-to, where I'm, and fucking, I like having, like, a main game and, like, a smaller game I can just, like, whatever, like, fucking, something stupid I can play. But, so fucking, I'm still have Fallout Tactics installed, but it's like, I don't know, fucking, game's pretty good, but it's just like fucking, it's almost like fucking walking through molasses, it's so fucking slow. And I'm kind of like fallouted out, I guess, fallouted. And then I'm like fucking thinking, I'm like, yeah, so like this is fucking gonna go on a tangent of fucking just fucking weird, and just fucking games I didn't play but I thought about. Seven fucking serious fucking like hankering for fucking, I'm like, dude, I played Doom, Ultimate Doom recently, I fucking loved it. I'm like, dude, I fucking want to play more Doom. And I was having like, I'm torn between like, dude, do I fucking do like, go like chronologically and play like Doom 2, but then Doom 2 is not that different from Doom 1. I don't know. And then I was watching like a YouTube video of somebody playing Doom 3. I just kind of like stopped. I'm like, dude, I fucking really like Doom 3. Like, really fucking liked it. I played the shit out of Doom 3. I don't know if I more than any other one, but played a lot of Doom 3. I have a fucking whatever. I don't know how many fucking times I bought fucking Doom 3 too. It was almost embarrassing. I was thinking about it. I'm like, dude, I bought it like, you know, I fucking flipped and, you know, when it first came out just on PC. I'm like, dude, I bought it. I'm like, dude, I don't think my PC will fucking run it. And it was like, it did run it, but it was like, oh man, it's like bad, like struggling, like fucking, you know what I mean? Just some like shitty, like fucking off the shelf, like fucking Dell or some bullshit, like no fucking, like, you know, dedicated graphics card, just fucking like terrible, like fucking my parents bought me at that point. It was just like not meant to play games, you know. But I played it and it was fucking rough, you know, it was fucking rough. I remember it took like 10 minutes to load fucking like a level. Graphics are like super fucking like framey and like stuttery and shit. And I remember there being like this weird fucking effect where it was like, I was having such, you know, such trouble, like, loading the textures, where it'd be, like, you look at somebody's face, and you could see, like, a visible, like, fucking, like, line, like, down their face, like, I don't know, almost, like, you could see, like, the fucking, like, the model or some shit, like, the fucking wireframe, like, it was rough. I was trying to think, it was, like, fucking, like, maybe one side was, like, textured more than the other, or it was, like, fucking just, like, two different colors, like, there was supposed to be, like, lighting there, but it was just, like, a flat, like, fucking one side would be, like, white, you know, fucking lighter, the other side would be darker, never changed, like, it was fucking rough, but, yeah, I remember that. I still played the fuck out of it. I mean, it was fucking ran and looked like shit, but I fucking, dude, and fucking always worried about my computer, like, fucking just exploding as I was playing it, but I fucking still played the fuck out. I beat it. I fucking, you know, I went through it. I'm like, dude, I was fucking doomed. I gotta play it. That was the fucking, the old school fucking, old school version of fucking, you had to switch between the flash, you know, you had a, you know, flashlight and a gun. You had to you couldn't use both at the same time, so you'd have to fucking switch, like, oh flashlight because it's fucking dark, and then, like, you'd fucking switch back to your gun, you know. And I like that. I thought it was a cool fucking mechanic. Yeah, it was different. I mean, it fucking slowed shit down, so yeah, it was more fucking horror than, you know, and Doom 3 is like halfway between a fucking horror game and a fucking action game, like the old ones are too. But I was fucking like straight, like just fucking, oh, I'm running around fucking like whatever. People didn't like that, the fact that you had to switch and it slowed shit down. So surprise, big surprise, a bunch of fucking internet faggots fucking bitched about it. No, I can't, all fucking dumb, like you had to use fucking logic for fucking Doom, a game about fucking like killing demons, like, oh, why can't you just fucking tape the flashlight to the gun and blah blah blah, and fucking, because it's a fucking video game, you know what I mean, it's a fucking horror game, it's a horror game, it's a fucking video game, that was a fucking cool ass mechanic, stupid fucks. But yeah, so fucking, you know, people made fucking mods for it. It was, oh, Doom flashlight mod. You fucking tape the gun to the, you know, tape the flashlight to the fucking gun. You know, of course, it makes shit like fucking 10 times easier and fucking strips away a cool ass mechanic. But oh, fucking, you know. At this point, I don't know if you can fucking play like the original version of fucking Doom 3, where you're switching, like, Yeah, I mean, fucking, I mean, they've re-released it, and fucking every time they've re-released it, it's always been like, you know what I mean, it's fucking always the fucking flashlights on the gun. I kind of miss the fucking, the switching, you know? I don't know, but, the original PC version, it came out on Xbox about the original Xbox, like a year or so later, and I bought that, because I'm like, yeah, I have a fucking Xbox, and hey, I can play it, and fucking, you know, it's probably gonna look better, and you know what I mean, I'm not gonna worry about my PC, like, it'll probably run smoother, and fucking load faster and shit. So I bought it for, like, a second time on original Xbox. It definitely looked and ran better and shit, and there was still some fucking loading problems. It was funny too, is I could still, like, notice, like, you know what I mean, it wasn't, like, perfect. I could still see the fucking line, like, in people's faces. Like, it wasn't as bad as on my fucking PC, but I'm like, dude, I could still kind of see that, you know what I mean? It was funny. Yeah, then they fucking released, like, a standalone expansion for $20. It's called Resurrection of Evil, I think. And I got that. I'm like, yeah, cool, whatever. It's a fucking standalone thing. It was pretty good. Like, whatever. Fucking play it. I forget if there's, like, extra shit in it or, like, whatever. So I ended up buying that. And if you want to say that was like the third time I bought it or whatever, then and then there was the BF. They came with the BFG edition on 360, which was like everything like together, and it was like fucking, you know, Doom 3, Doom 1, Doom 2, and then the expansions. I think there was like a Lost Levels, like, you know what I mean, like a fucking all the ultimate fucking Doom 3. I'm pretty sure I already had fucking Doom 1 and 2 on fucking God knows what. I know I had it on the fucking 360 already, but and of course, I fucking had already bought fucking Doom 3 twice, but I'm like, yeah, fuck it, you know what I mean? Like, why wouldn't I? You know, fucking again, I'm like, oh, maybe it looks better. Maybe it'll look like a fucking high-end PC, you know what I mean? So I'm like, fucking all this Doom. So of course, I fucking bought it again. And you know what? I still don't fucking regret buying that shit like three times. It's a fucking good game. I love Doom 3 and Doom 1 and 2. So I don't know. But anyway, so I was fucking thinking about, I'm like, I'll replay Doom 3, but I'm like, ah, well, now I could buy, you know, I could buy it on fucking PC now, and you know what I mean, my fucking PC definitely won't have a fucking problem running at the fucking the max and blah, 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 so I'm like, yeah, I end up on a Doom kick, so, yeah, so I fucking looked on Steam, it was like $20, I'm like, I don't know if it's worth, you know what I mean, I don't know if I want to spend fucking, if I'm going to buy this for like the fourth time, spend $20 on it, but, yeah, looked at fucking, I talked about earlier, you just go to the fucking Humble Store, same shit as on Steam, it's $5 for, you know what I mean, and it's funny too, it's the fucking, the BFG edition, so it's like, dude, you get fucking Doom, you know, 1 and 2, which again, I've already bought, and all the other shit, so it's like, yeah, I bought that again, I've lost track how many times I bought how many Dooms, yeah, fuck it, dude, again, $5, and, I'm just fucking, as we get closer to Doom 4, I'm like, dude, I just fucking, I really just fucking like Doom, like, if I, you know what I mean, if I could just want, I want to play more, keep that in mind, Doom, and then I was thinking, I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember the one that I fucking love, Doom 64, I'm like, maybe I'll emulate that, just fucking, yeah, anyway, fucking way, fucking random shit, yeah, I was going back, yeah, anyway, fucking look at the Steam library, trying to decide, fucking, I'm feeling guilty for, you know, going back, like, I'm thinking, I'm like, ah, oh, I could play this, I'm like, dude, I just feel bad, fucking, and keep playing the same fucking shit, like, I don't want to play games I played before, I have all these fucking games I haven't, you know, so I ended up, I talked about, you know, we had a first fucking snowfall of the year, and there's this game, I bought a while ago called Kolat or Kolat, I'm not sure. Kholat. It's a Russian word, I think. It's fucking, it doesn't help when the fucking, the title screen and shit is fucking the K's backwards, so I don't know what that means, but I'm pretty sure it's Kolat. Yeah, it's about, it's another walking simulator, because it's a new game, on Steam, so yeah. It's a walking simulator. But it looked cool. I think it's based on a real incident that happened up in, I think, the Ural Mountains in in Russia. I think I'd heard about it before. There was like an avalanche or something. I think it's an avalanche. It's fucking like a group of people went up in the mountains to camp and like whatever, and they never came back. And then fucking they sent out like rescue parties, and they found the bottom, they found all the bodies, or they found, like, some, a lot of the bodies, and fucking, like, there's just, like, all sorts of fucked up shit that happened, like, fucking, you know, one of them, they're fucking, you know, one of the guys, like, fucking, tongues were missing, and, like, fucking, like, just, like, weird how they were set up, like, fucking, looked like some of them had fucking tried to, like, climb in a tree, and, like, fucking, like, some were just, like, in, like, their underwear and shit, like, fucking, out in the middle of nowhere, and just fucking, like, some of them looked like an avalanche had fucking come down and shit, and, like, it's kind of like a big mystery. This guy, like I said, it really happened. I don't know what they call it, other than fucking look for, like, Ural Mountain, fucking whatever. I heard it on, like, a podcast or some shit. One of them I listened to. I don't know if it was, like, Bizarre States or maybe, like, Lore or some shit. But yeah, so I fucking saw that, interested, and I bought it a while ago and just fucking, like, put it off. And I started playing. It seems pretty interesting. Again, it's just a fucking walking simulator. But it's more like, you know, this, it's almost more to it. It's not just fucking you walking and fucking they're telling you a story. And you are fucking going around picking up notes and shit. But there's also a little bit of, like, Amnesia, like Outlast, Alien Isolation. A little bit of just, like, there is shit where fucking, you know, enemies will fucking, or I think there's only, like, one real enemy or whatever so far that I found. But, like, fucking, you know, they'll be after you. You don't have any weapons. You just kind of like, you know, well, one spot that I've been to so far, you just, you know, hide somewhere and fucking let them pass or like avoid them. Or it's kind of cool. I mean, it's creepy, dude. It's fucking, I'm digging. Like, it's all up. The entire game, you're just fucking pretty much just in the fucking mountain or whatever. It's pretty, you know, you get like a map and a compass and a fucking flashlight, and that's about it. You're just fucking going around, walking around. It's fucking on the corner of the map. It gives you, you know, latitude and longitude, you know, coordinates about where fucking, I guess, like the main shit you gotta find is. It's kind of cool they do it. Like, they don't really give you, like, it doesn't show where you are on the map. So it's like, you gotta, so, you know, when you find landmarks, it'll mark them on the map. So you gotta kind of figure out, like, all right, the landmarks, you know, this is here, I gotta fucking head this way. But it sounds more fucking, like, open and, like, complicated than it is. It is kind of just, like, corridors you're walking through. I mean, it's not, like, hard, you know, you're finding notes and, you end up finding, you know, you'll hear the note before you fucking see him. So it's just, you know, fucking just hear like shit flapping in the wind, like fucking paper. And it's like, oh, there's a note here somewhere. It's just fucking, everything's pretty straight path. I mean, not that open, not as much as I thought it would be anyway, but it looks good. I like it. It looks fucking gorgeous, really. I mean, it's kind of, I think it's a little bit like on the blurry side. I mean, fucking, I don't know what that is, but I mean, overall, fucking, you know, certain shit, this looks fucking amazing. But yeah, so it's good. It's like fucking just walk, you know, even just fucking walking simulator, at least it's fucking, I like it just because it's fucking just, again, just feels so fucking isolated and fucking, it feels cool, man. It's a couple times, just kind of like, fucking got me, like, fucking just, you know, fucking, well, whether it's just fucking, you know, some of the visual shit or just fucking whatever. It's just fucking, like, heart fucking jumped a little bit. I'm like, yeah, that's fucking cool. Like, it's effective, you know what I mean? Again, walking simulator, fucking going around picking up notes, but it's done well so far. I've played a few hours of it, and I'll try to keep going. I don't know, like, how long it is or whatever, but, yeah, again, it's more like fucking Amnesia, Soma type of thing. Not as just fucking real stripped down, fucking. But yeah, so it's good so far. I'll fucking keep going. Yeah, a little bit of news anyway. Not much or much I want to fucking talk about, but this is EA Access or some kind of analog of it on PC now. I forget what they call it. I subscribed to it on Xbox One just because I pay like whatever. It's like $5 a month. I think you buy it for like 30 a year or some shit. But you know, I'm not. It's fucking like, you know, it's EA. I mean, fucking they'll put out one or two games a year that I want. You know what I mean? I'll fucking most of the games they put out I like. I mean, I know like Mirror's Edge is coming up, and at least this year, I'm sure Mass Effect will come up at some point, and fucking like whatever. Dude, I mean, they put out like Dragon. It's usually and whatever they put out. I mean, fucking generally I like. I mean, I'll fucking even pick up like a sports title or two, like fucking, I bought fucking the UFC, which wasn't a great game, but whatever. But that's all in the vault now. But it usually ends up fucking paying for itself, is what I'm saying. Like, it's fucking not a big deal. But so I'm fucking PC now. So you get like, I think it's like a 10%. Battlefront 2 is another one. But so you get, if you buy anything new, it's like you get 10% off. Whatever you buy new, and then you get access to fucking whatever they have. They have like a vault of older games. You can just fucking whatever. You just fucking download them and play them. As long as you have the subscription, you can fucking play them. So you know, every now and then I'll dip into like a fucking, like, I'll play fucking Madden for like fucking an hour or something. I'll just fucking like whatever, just fucking play it for fucking an hour and whatever. No big deal. It's on PC now. It's like, they have different games on there, I guess. They have like fucking, I think like This War of Mine's on there and something else, I forget, but, like The Sims maybe is on there, but, I'm not gonna get it on fucking PC. Just, you know what I mean? It's just fucking like, number one, I fucking already explained, I have fucking too many games. I just think it's fucking retarded. They can't fucking, they're gonna put it on fucking Xbox One and PC. It just should be one fucking thing. Like, even if there's different games, it's like, hey, whatever, man. You know what I mean? Fucking link the account and you're good. Like, that's how it should go. So fuck them for that. I'm not interested in it and fucking buying it like that. But Yeah, just the funny thing I thought, I was just fucking hearing, you know, I figured like it'd be like people would be pissed about it. I mean, I'm not that pissed, just I'm not gonna fucking do it. Like, whatever, no big deal. Somebody'd have it on fucking Xbox and wanted to do it on fucking PC, like whatever, yeah. That's probably not that bad of a deal. It's not bad that bad of a deal on fucking Xbox either. But yeah, the funny part was I said to hear like fucking when it was just on Xbox, a fucking pretty much everybody, PC elitists and fucking PS4 fucking faggots, see, they're all just fucking, oh, this is awful, the end of the world, like fucking all these other companies are gonna do it, it's a fucking rip off and blah blah blah. And meanwhile, I'm like, dude, again, I have fucking like PC and consoles and shit, and it's like, yeah, it seems all right to me. I mean, whatever. I mean, fucking other companies do it, and it's decent maybe, but this is fine for now. I mean, you know what I mean? But it's good to hear that, and all the PC elitists fucking talking shit about it, how shitty it is, and fucking since it launched, it's a fucking rip off. Oh, $5 for fucking sports games, and fucking there's nothing in the fucking vault, and blah blah blah. EA sucks, and the fucking usual shit, and then fucking like all of a sudden, oh, this is this service on fucking PC, and oh well, it's not a bad deal. I mean, I can sign up for fucking $5 for a month and play a couple games and cancel it. I mean, it's fucking great. Oh, you know what I mean? Like, oh, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's fucking, I don't know, fuck you, dude. I mean, do you hear yourself? I mean, do you hear yourself? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's fucking ridiculous. Yeah. Even like in general, even fucking stupid, dude. No, I just fucking hate people, is what I'm trying to say. Just fucking fanboys are ridiculous and fucking pisses me off. I mean, even like EA Origin and fucking in general, dude. I had to fucking hear about that shit and like Uplay and like all, you know what I mean? All the other, it's just like a continuation of that from like fucking whatever, like a decade ago. Just, oh, EA Origin sucks and fucking Uplay sucks and like, dude, like I fucking, you know what I mean? Then I'd fucking like, oh, I had to fucking install that shit to play games. Just like, I don't really understand what the fuck people are bitching about. It's just fucking, just like Steam, it's just another, you know, it sucks, you know what I mean, another fucking thing you gotta launch to fucking play your games. It's like, yeah, whatever, it's not a big deal. I don't know, so those people just fucking bitch about dumb shit. I mean, if you're gonna fucking bitch about shit, make sure it's something worth bitching about. I don't know, it's fucking internet faggots. Fuck off and go install Linux, I guess, you fucking faggots. It's about it. It's been fucking, I don't know, low key rambling show, I guess, but eh, whatever, it happens. I've been Absolute Deicide from Grunt Free Press. GruntFreePress.com is the site to go to, the only site you need. Well, no, probably not, but do it anyway. Yeah, that's, I don't know, that's it. Let's fucking ramble my way out. We'll be right back.